The liberal media continues to melt down and likely will through the rest of the week over the unexpected mass awakening and backlash to the cultural insurrection that we all either witnessed or heard about at the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday with, well, for all intents and purposes, a foreigner performing the entire show in a foreign language, because now countless tens of millions of Americans are supporting ICE and deportations even more and calling for Bad Bunny to be deported as well. Now, I know technically he's an American citizen because Puerto Rico is a United States territory. I'll get more into that in a moment. But the liberal media is extremely upset also that Turning Point USA's All-American Halftime Show counter-programming scored tens of millions of concurrent live viewers, which basically only streamed on their YouTube channel, making, I think, the second most viewed concurrent live stream or concurrent stream on YouTube in YouTube's history. Also on Rumble channel and on Newsmax and I think OAN and TBN as well. And so the liberal media is trying to compare basically some internet streams to the Super Bowl by saying, well, Bad Bunny's halftime show scored 20 times more viewers than Kid Rock. And it turns out that the halftime show that Turning Point USA produced technically wasn't live, and I don't think they marketed it as being live. They just said it was going to be a show that then streamed at the same time as the Super Bowl halftime show. And Kid Rock even openly admitted this, so it's not like it's some big secret, but now they're all piling on. Kid Rock comes clean, they say, about humiliating halftime show flub because there were some sync issues. Some people started saying that he was lip-syncing too, and it was just a big fake performance, but actually there were some technical issues, and so the audio just didn't sync up properly. TMZ, Too Many Zombies, the online entertainment outlet, posted a poll asking who had a better halftime show, Bad Bunny or Kid Rock? And as you can see, the overwhelming majority, two-thirds basically, showed Kid Rock. And half of the U.S. households who were watching the Super Bowl actually tuned out during Bad Bunny's halftime show, because I'm sure that they felt like they accidentally tuned in to Telemundo, because in America, we speak English. Even Jimmy Kimmel mocked the libtards who are pretending that Bad Bunny's performance was amazing, because we all know that it sounds like the background music when you're at some small little taco joint.
This week, almost every liberal I know suddenly really into Bad Bunny. I mean, people I've never heard say the words bad or bunny.
Yes, we call that virtue signaling, pretending to care about a certain issue in order to signal to others that you're in the cool group.
In their lives. Like, I can't wait for Bad Bunny. Oh, what's your...
Clapping like seals. Total mentally insane morons.
What's your favorite Bad Bunny song? I don't know, but I love him. I love Bad Bunny. Here's the thing about me. Did I know any of the songs Bad Bunny was singing? Absolutely not.
But are you going to pretend that it was the greatest halftime show of all time? Of course you will.
What? What? I know people... I'm sorry. I keep laughing because...
She's choking on her own BS. We know, but try to continue. Try to spit it out.
I think... You don't recognize excellence and creativity when you see it. Do you know how creative that was?
Yeah.
What he did. Yeah. I mean,
the production alone.
It was just
unbelievable.
I mean, come on, man.
And by the way, to any idiots who may be watching, or just FYI, so you can present this information to idiots that you know, Puerto Rico is a territory. It's not a state. And while technically it may be part of America, and Puerto Ricans are technically Americans, they're really Ainos. They're Americans in name only. They can't vote in the presidential elections, okay? And again, it's a territory, not a state. We own Puerto Rico. It's not part of America, really. America owns the little island. They have their own history, their own culture, their own language. The vast majority of them don't care about Independence Day, the 4th of July, the Founding Fathers, Thanksgiving. In fact, Puerto Rico has its own Olympic team. Okay, so they're not Team USA because They're not Americans, okay? And here they are at the Winter Olympics now over there in Italy. Obviously, not a lot of winter sports down there on the island, but it just goes to show they are not Americans. They're competing against Americans in the Olympics, just like all other foreign countries, okay? They're Años, Americans in name only. And by the way, our tax dollars are propping up the infrastructure and the government and the social services in Puerto Rico, okay? They can't maintain their own government or their own infrastructure. And so they rely on subsidies, handouts from our tax dollars. We bought the island in 1917 after the Spanish-American War so that we could have a strategic advantage down there in the Caribbean, okay? We're using them. And if you wondered what Bad Bunny, who of course is a bisexual who often wears dresses during his performances, was actually saying in English, this gringo here translated just one of the songs for you.
So my auntie asked me, why I got so many girlfriends? Hey, a lot of girlfriends. Today I got one and tomorrow I got another one. But I never marry. Yo, my auntie asked me, why I got so many girlfriends? Hey. A lot of girlfriends. Today I got one and tomorrow got another one. Man, I think I want to take them all to the VIP, to the VIP. Hey, where they can be my auntie and we're going to take a selfie and say cheese. They smile if they already been with me in the VIP, in the VIP.
The Idiocracy virus is obviously spread in other countries around the world when this clown is considered to be one of the greatest entertainers of our era. Other songs from Bugs Bunny, however, are quite graphic and violate FCC broadcast rules. But nobody really noticed that until they started translating or going up and looking up the lyrics for those songs. So one Florida GOP rep is demanding that the FCC launch a probe into NBC and the NFL over his grotesque, well, leftist garbage. What was also very interesting about this performance is that it was produced exclusively for the television audience at the expense of those who paid thousands and thousands of dollars to be in attendance at the Super Bowl, because this is what the audience saw. They saw very little of the actual show because it was taking place in that grass maze. So the viewers at home saw it, which was a very interesting shot, you know, sort of a Martin Scorsese type of a shot, you know, an extended long shot. But the actual audience just saw basically a bunch of, well, human grass, a bunch of fake tall grass on the field. Kid Rock was asked what he thought of Bugs Bunny being chosen to perform the Cultural Insurrection halftime show in a foreign language, and you actually gotta respect Kid Rock's answer.
I'd be remiss in not asking you, what'd you think of Bad Bunny? I know you...
Hold on, I'd be remiss in to not ask you. Could you please stop putting so much filler in your lips, Laura? My gosh!
You didn't see all of it, but you saw some clips.
I, like most people, I didn't understand any of it. I mean, I saw there's a lot of dancers and a lot of big to-do stuff. And, you know, he said he wanted to have a dance party. It looked like he had one. I, you know, not my cup of tea, but I don't fault that kid for, you know, doing the Super Bowl, getting in front of a global audience. I fault the NFL for putting him in that position, you know, and turning point for having to come out and have an alternative for people to watch, you know. It's just poor kid.
By the way, what was with the part where he and his dancers climbed up onto the electrical lines and started dancing? Is that because Puerto Rico is a bleep hole country and can barely maintain their electrical infrastructure? And as expected, the only people on the right, the rhino right, who pretended to think that Butt Bunny's performance was amazing were fake conservatives, rhinos like Meghan McCain, who posted on Twitter, "I'm sorry, but I just genuinely question your taste level if you didn't enjoy the Bad Bunny halftime show. And everything in life doesn't need to be ruined with politics." Well, that's why they chose a foreigner to perform. That's why they had him perform all of his songs in a foreign language to further the cultural insurrection. And about the only other one I saw was Emily Austin, who was this kind of newbie to the Conservative Inc. inner circle ecosystem, who surprisingly took a break from talking about how much she loves Israel to weigh in on the halftime show controversy, saying in a culture addicted to outrage, people are desperate to tear each other apart. But Bunny had the biggest stage in the world and could have made it political. He didn't. He chose unity and love, really, unity by alienating the vast majority of football fans who don't speak Spanish, don't speak a foreign language, don't want to speak Spanish, don't want to hear that mariachi music noise pollution. Most of the criticism I've seen isn't about the music. It's about his ethnicity that's weak. No, it is about him speaking a foreign language during the show, you bimbo. And like Ben Shapiro and many others in a certain group of people, she only identifies as white when it benefits her. Wait for it.
You. Wait, but let's talk about the fact that immigrants look like you, right? Let's talk about Renee Good.
She's Middle Eastern. Because, I mean, the original Israelites were Middle Eastern, but then they, you know, had the diaspora and went into Europe and then interbred with a bunch of white Europeans. And this is how the Ashkenazis started. I don't even want to get into it, but she doesn't identify as white. She identifies as Middle Eastern. Again, when it's beneficial for her, then she'll be white. And what's very interesting about this creature, who is very plugged in, looks like she's from a very wealthy Jewish family in New York, and she's part of the entertainment industrial complex. She does have over 2.5 million followers on Instagram, where she documents her luxurious life like a typical narcissist, just posting selfies every single day. Her YouTube channel, on the other hand, not doing so well. She regularly posts her podcast to her 3,000 subscribers. Okay. And her episodes are averaging about, well, 3,000 to 5,000 viewers, which just shows that this woman is just masturbation material for morons. Nobody cares what she actually has to say. The brain dead with Instagram brain just scroll through her feed to see her little selfies. And what else is interesting is this girl is like 22 or 23 years old, but she literally looks like she's 45. Anyway, here is another shot of the crowd at the Super Bowl halftime show, showing that people were just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Where am I? I'm sorry, but sports ball and the Super Bowl especially cater to the dumbest people in the country. It is a modern day bread and circus. Look at the commercials. It's all for high fructose corn syrup, cavity causing crap in a can. And now they're even advertising the solution to that. Here is, this is Venus Williams, one of the Williams sisters, the big tennis stars, promoting Ozempic, the weight loss injection.
I'm on row. 34 pounds down.
Okay, or an alternative to Ozempic then, another brand of that. GLP-1.
GLP-1s. Healthier on row.
Healthier on it. I'm sorry, if you're a professional athlete and you have to resort to these kinds of drugs to lose weight, you are absolutely pathetic. And they have the best trainers, the best dietitians, the best coaches. Even if they're retired, there's just no way in hell that a former professional athlete, is she even still playing? Current or former professional athlete needs a weight loss drug. And we've all seen the class action lawsuits from countless pharmaceuticals years later when they discover, oh, whoops, it looks like there are actually some side effects. And we've already been seeing people with like Ozempic butt and just looking sickly from this disgusting drug. If you're overweight, then just listen to Bruce Lee's advice. It's very simple, although it can be difficult to get the willpower to stick to it. All you have to do is eat less and move more. And try drinking some ordinary coffee instead of these fancy lattes and whatever the hell they're called with 1,500 calories from Starbucks. Okay. And if you want to support my work, then buy me a coffee by clicking the link in the description below. It's a great service to tip your favorite content creator because YouTube takes 30% right off the top of the super thanks and the super chats. So just click the link in the description below, head on over there and check it out.